Okay, so yesterday we talked about the new Google Nest Hub Max, which is a video display unit, and today we're going to talk about bringing Alexa into the car. Now, you'll recall that about a year ago, Amazon announced a new product, Echo Auto, that was only $25 and basically would connect to the Bluetooth of your phone and plug into your cigarette lighter in the car, and voila, you would have internet in the car. Sounded pretty amazing. The only problem is invite only. You had to be asked by Amazon. So I signed up for the invitation. I finally got it a year later and found out why the product never came out. It's not ready for prime time. Now, the good news is, again, instant access to Alexa in the car, and that's fantastic. You can play on-demand music, news, and podcasts, read back your latest email, find the nearest gas station, be informed about what's on your calendar, and help you locate the nearest Starbucks. But, the personal assistant who talks to you is not always talking to you. It's actually telling you to open up your Alexa app while you're driving to find the information. That is a big, big, big problem. I want turn-by-turn directions. I don't want Alexa to send me a map that I have to look at while I drive. If you ask Alexa to find you the nearest gas station, it will give you three nearby gas stations. Then you have to ask to select your choice and await this map to be sent to you. No. All those Amazon engineers, you know that when I'm cruising 70 miles down the freeway, I'm not to look at your map. Talk to me. That's what Alexa is all about. Now, there's a workaround, but it's not pretty. Pull over. Open up Google Maps or Waze, use the microphone that now allows you to talk through your car speakers, tell Google Maps or Waze where you want to go, and now via this little $25 device, you will have the directions coming to you from within your car speakers. But who wants to pull over and do this? As you know, Amazon's not the first to offer car service for Alexa. Anker has the Rove Viva, which I reviewed earlier this year when it sold for $50. Now it's $23, and it's compatible with Apple and Google devices. Garmin also has the Garmin Speak, a similar unit for $50. I prefer the Viva. Now, it's the same technology, it's got the same problems, but it offers two USB charging ports. The Echo Auto only has one, and as you know, if you've got other people in the car, we all need to charge up our phone. Plus, the Viva's available for sale now. The Echo Auto is not. Now, I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. This is Talking Tech. Have you tried any of these devices? Because I'd love to get your feedback. I'd love to hear from you. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio, and I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.